This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's attempt to break up the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, headquartered in Boulder. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
NCAR has been called the mothership of climate science. The White House promised to break it up last December, and it began by trying to give away one of the hub's supercomputing centers. A lawsuit challenging the decision claims those actions, they're part of a broader campaign of retribution against Colorado, related to former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. The recent decision found the argument at least plausible. It isn't a final ruling, but it allows NCAR to keep the supercomputer while the case proceeds. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis marked the first day of Pride Month yesterday with new protections for Coloradans against so-called conversion therapy, a widely discredited practice that attempts to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. Polis signed a bill into law that lets conversion therapy victims sue their mental health providers with no statute of limitations. The new law is largely a response to the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in March against Colorado's current ban on the practice. Polis also signed an executive order that prohibits state money from supporting conversion therapy. Denver City Council member Sarah Parity announced on Monday that she'll resign from her role. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Debilitating health issues have forced council member Sarah Parity to make a tough decision. To step down from a job she loves. She made the announcement during the city council meeting Monday. She plans to resign August 5th in time for her replacement's election to make the November ballot. Parity will be remembered as a collaborative lawmaker and a frequent critic of Mayor Mike Johnston's use of surveillance cameras and big tech, his homeless encampment sweeps, and his handling of the budget crisis. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
You can find the latest news at denverite.com and cpr.org.